It's Tuesday, February 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. ChatGPT continues to take the world by storm, from Bing to the U.S. Army. AI adoption is skyrocketing. And announcements from Enable, ConnectWise, and PAX 8 to consider. This is the Business of Tech. After Microsoft announced the ChatGPT-enhanced new Bing last week, Microsoft has stated that 1 million people signed up on the waitlist to try it out in just 48 hours. The company is also preparing for an event to show expansions to the productivity apps to include ChatGPT, including Word, PowerPoint, and Outlook, per reports in The Verge. The event is expected in March. There's a general sentiment that Microsoft has identified its apparent lead in AI and is looking to capitalize on it, including noting that small increases to its search business would drive billions of dollars. On the business front, I spotted American Express and Microsoft announcing an application of AI for expense management. This isn't OpenAI-based, but it is Microsoft Cloud-based. And not to be left behind, Opera has announced that they too are adding ChatGPT to their browser as a sidebar. ConnectWise made a similar announcement. More on that in the following story today. And it's everywhere. Vice notes that even the U.S. Army is using ChatGPT now, citing an article that appeared on the DoD's Defense Visual Information Distribution Service, an internet repository of news and images generated by the American military. All this AI talk has a security angle, too. Checkpoint Software has revealed that they're tracking Russian threat actors trying to circumvent the restrictions of inbound requests from Russia. Google may be feeling the pressure here. They released a report over the weekend warning of perils of AI, focusing on hallucination, those confident false statements made using the technology. Additionally, the company has shared its newer multi-search feature, an AI-powered one to search text and images simultaneously. Axios with a review of the Eliza effect. Human perception is tuned to recognizing other people, and we're so good at it, we do it to other things. We humanize objects, nature, and shapes, and that includes our conversations with computers. I also want to highlight a long read. Insider digs into the automation trend, how often it's simply hiding human workers, delivery robots with human failovers, AI chatbots for real estate where humans are the escalation points, or seemingly automated fast food locations with workers in the back. Why do we care? ChatGPT is one of the fastest-growing consumer applications in history. And when you dig into it, it was a surprise for everyone. With over 100 million users now, this isn't conceptual. This isn't practice. This is a swift move through the hype cycle. It would be easy to discount the noise as hype, which could play out, but despite the downsides, I'm predicting more practical uses for the technology. The quick, uncontrolled rollout is shadow IT on speed. The technology is already in the hands of end users, so the space is helping organizations cope. You can be active or passive in that process, and I'll observe that good money is in the active part. A tale of three product announcements. Enable has announced a new service called Enable Managed Endpoint Detection and Response, an optional, separately priced add-on to Enable Endpoint Detection and Response that gives subscribers 24/7/365 access to outsourced assistance from security analysts at the Security Operations Center responsible for SentinelOne's Vigilance Response Service. ConnectWise has announced an integration between ChatGPT, that OpenAI generative artificial intelligence system, and its own ConnectWise Automate and ConnectWise RMM solutions. The new functionality draws on ChatGPT's conversational large language model technology to automate scripting, resulting in what ConnectWise says will be faster ticket resolution and greater customer satisfaction. While those are the two products I'll chat about in a moment, I did want to note one other. PAX 8 has purchased BAM Boom Cloud, a services provider whose area of expertise include accounting software, cloud computing, Microsoft Gold Partnerships, Microsoft 365, Office 365, business technology, chatbot technology, Business Productivity, Power BI, Dynamics 365, Dynamics NAV, Business Analyst, IT Support Outsourcing, Business Applications, Cybersecurity ERP, and a long continuing list. The company was named Global 2022 Microsoft Partner of the Year for Dynamics 365 Business Central. Now, why do we care? So I asked Enable the differences between buying from SentinelOne and buying from Enable. The answer was embedded in the solution and that it's integrated. I'm going to offer that I believe this is an overused term. What does integrate mean? I'm looking for 1 + 1 = 3, and it should be obvious. Now, I also asked ConnectWise to show me their integration. I'm waiting to see it, and I'll report back. The ConnectWise ChatGPT possibilities are very intriguing, where here you can see 1 + 1 = 3, and maybe 4. It's powerful to ask a scripting tool to create a script for when you need it. Is adding a service component as intriguing? I'd love to hear from listeners on this one. I added the PAX8 acquisition, not as a comparison, but as a question. Is a distributor beefing up their service capabilities viewed positively or negatively? Guide my coverage, dear listener. MSPs are frequently at the forefront of cybersecurity challenges. Between changing customer expectations and the growing threat landscape, few are stretched thin. Need a helping hand? Download research sponsored by Field Effect and learn how offering MDR increases revenue, simplifies operations, and maximizes margins for MSPs. This independent analysis explores the growing managed detection and response market and how MSPs can differentiate their managed security service with the right MDR solution. You'll also find insights from 5 MSPs who've added Covalence, a hybrid MDR solution, to their offerings and the positive impact it's had on business. Want to learn more? Check the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It's, of course, Valentine's Day. It is also Safer Internet Day. 2 good ones. So a happy Valentine's Day to you, listener. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.